Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Holla, holla. Happy Friday. It's your boy. Let's get after it in a big way. Sam Crowley, host of the number one motivational podcast on planet Earth. It's the Every Day is Saturday show. Hey, I want to share with you, I just heard this on a Facebook Live, and I love this, and I just did an entire Momentum Club. So we have a Momentum Club. Every other Friday, private coaching clients and such jump on a Zoom call, and myself and Samantha Kaplan, who is my right-hand gal, she's also your project manager when you come on board as a private client. But anyway, we do every other week, we host a live hangout, and it's about mindset, money, marketing, and everything in between. All right, it's our Momentum Club. Who wouldn't want more momentum? Who wouldn't want more of that, right? Raise your hand. Holla! So the topic of today was, you don't get what you deserve. You get what you settle for. I love that. I heard it this morning, and then I brought it up on our Momentum Club, and I just went with it. Let me tell you something, child. Can I get an amen from the congregation? Do you agree with that statement that you don't get what you deserve in life? You get what you settle for. True or true? I mean, come on, man. That's an amen all day from the congregation. So I love that. And I love what that stands for, because what are you settling for right now? Are you comfortable? We talked about comfortable with Mark the other day on the podcast, and I brought it up again yesterday. That's a tough space to be in, because if you're settling, that means you're kind of comfortable. Or maybe you're uncomfortable, but in a bad way. Like, you're uncomfortable because you got a lot of bills, and you got a lot of stress, and you're settling for bad relationships, you're settling for low income, you're settling for not launching a movement. Look, only you can look in the mirror and say, yeah, you know, I did it. Today was a great day. I gave everything I had. But that's not true, because most people can't say that every single day. And I'm not talking to hustle and grind. You know, we got to hustle and grind, hustle and grind. I don't want to hustle and grind. I don't want to hustle and grind. I love what I do, and I can't believe. I just, prior to hitting record, and I wish you were in the living room right now. I'm podcasting in my living room. Not in the car. Why? Because all my kids are gone, and nobody's in the house right now. I'm in the house recording. This is great. I thanked God. I said, thank you, God. And then I hit record. Why? Because I can't even believe this is my life. And I'm not in Malibu. You know me. I'm in Cincinnati, Ohio, in a 200-year-old farmhouse. I got four healthy kids. Thank you, God, for that. You know, I get to do what I love to do. And I can't even believe the blessings that I have. I want that. Sometimes I want that more than you want it for yourself. And I know that because when I talk to people on the call, oh, plug. Oh, my God. How'd I go this far? How did we go 4 minutes without me mentioning book your 30-minute power call? Let's talk about your dream. Launchwithsam.com. Launchwithsam.com. Oh, my God. I can't believe I forgot to plug it. you guys, I love you. Let me tell you something. The relationship I have with you, listener of this podcast, is better than any other marketer, podcaster relationship. I promise you that much, because you guys get me. You get me, right? So anyway, I love to have a lot of fun. Book the call. So I cannot believe that. Here's the, you are going to get, I just got so much in my mind, I'm stuttering because I've got so much on my mind I want to share. You know, whatever you're settling for, that bad toxic relationship, and I don't even mean between lovers or husband and wife, I mean in general, business, work, bad relationships. You know, someone's not doing what they should do, pulling their weight in the company or on the team, but you're afraid to have a tough conversation with them, you're settling. You're going to continue to get that bad output. Maybe you're hiring a VA, somebody. Let me tell you, I specialize in losing money online with people that I pay to do business for. I'm telling you. You know the story of my $30,000 membership site that never launched, right? Like, I got a kid going to the University of Cincinnati. It's 28 grand. I basically, that first year of college, I sent to get a membership done site, and it didn't get done. And it's not even worth talking about, even though I talk about it a lot. I only bring it up because I want you to know those things are going to happen to you, but you got to release it. I officially released it today because I canceled my Memberium software monthly renewal. That's not a lot of money. It's $47 a month, but I've been paying for it for like 2 years. And I canceled it today because I'm not using the membership site. Why would I use a software that connects everything together? Basically what I did, I just disconnected the engine from the train. I released it. Go. Membership site, if you're going to get built, you're going to get built. I'm not going to. Why the hell would I focus on $30,000 I lost when I love working with these clients that are coming on board? And we're just about full. I ran a coaching sale this week. Shout out to Lisa. She listens to the show. Lisa is coming on board. I know you're coming on board next week. She just texted me today. She took advantage. She said, Sam, oh my God, coaching sale, what? Jumped on the calendar. That's action. She's not settling. You know, why would you settle? Like, why would you say, you know what? I'm good. You're not good. If you were good, A, I'm not going to get into the different reasons. I was going to go, A, this reason, B, this reason. Listen, I know what it's like to settle. I settled in a job for 15 years, having people tell me, hey, these are your strengths, Sam, as identified by this form here that we've evaluated you. I'm like, oh my God, I look back at that. Oh, I can't. Oh my God, I'm getting flashbacks right now. I'm getting flashbacks to the skip level meetings I would do with my supervisor. And they would say, now, you're a good motivator. You lack organizational skills and working well with others. Well, the reason I don't work well with others is because they're not working. How can I work well with others when they're not working? I'm the only one working here. How do I know the only one working? Because I look in. Anyone else getting in at 5 in the morning or no? We had a compensation plan one time. I got to tell you about this. I was in sales, and it was the late 90s, like 1998. Some brainiac came up with a compensation plan where everybody on the team, all the commissions went into one pool, and we shared them evenly. Okay, so let me give you an example. I would go out and meet with an advertiser that was spending $5,000 a month. I would renew the account, which was like unbelievable to try to commit somebody to put $5,000 a month again back into the same program that may or may not even have worked. You know, we tried to prove it did work and try to upsell them. So let's say I had a book of business, one client spending $5,000 a month out of like 100 clients. I went and saw one client. I sold them to $5,500 a month. Oh my God, unbelievable. That's $60,000, $70,000 of annual revenue. That's just one client. I had 100, you know? And then we had a telephone sales rep who would call on a client over the phone, and the client would be spending $25 a month, okay? And they would sell them to $30 a month. Woohoo! Yay. Hey, I started in telephone sales. I was making $9,900 base salary, okay, in 1990 in Buffalo, New York. So I know. And it wasn't hard to get somebody to renew $25 a month. All right, so don't give me an. Well, you know, it's just as hard. It's not just as hard. Okay, you try to renew a $5,000 a month account and then go renew a $25 account. Okay, so here's what the brainiac manager put in place. Hey, we're all gonna share. Okay, so your $25 goes in with Sam's $5,500 a month. And then every 2 weeks, we're going to share a 23% commission on that. Everybody gets 23%. Hold on a minute. Hold on, genius. Hold on. Hey, Einstein, get back here. You're telling me, okay, Johnny here is renewing $25 a month. I'm going out and renewing $5,500. You're telling me that we both did equal jobs and he's going to get 23% of that pot just like I'm? You got to be kidding me. Get out. You could tell you never sold before, and he didn't. You could tell you never sold before because nobody in their right mind would put that thing together. So anyway, but I was settling for it. What did I do? I didn't do anything. I continued to work. Oh, okay. Eventually they changed the comp plan because they almost had a damn near, you know, rebellion. But guys, don't settle. What do you want to do? Put something together that what it is that you want to do, and don't fall into the same trap. Well, someone else is already doing it. I can't really. Okay. That doesn't work. That never works. That will never work. That mindset is out of fear, and you're just afraid. You're just settling. That's an excuse. That's such a bad excuse. You know how many times, well, somebody else already beat me to that idea. What idea? What idea? Coffee? You're going to sell coffee? Somebody already beat you to that idea. What do you sell ads on the internet? Somebody already beat you to it. Let me tell you something. The good, you should be rejoicing that somebody else is already doing it. You know why? Because it proves there's a marketplace for it. If you were doing something that nobody else has done before, you're literally flying blind. By the way, did you see that? This today is April, what is today? April 5th, 2019. There was an airplane had to do an emergency landing last night on the news. I saw all the monitors went out. The pilot said, hey, if we don't land soon, I will literally be flying blind. Yeah, okay, we can land. Okay, you win. Good argument there. Imagine flying blind. That's what most people are doing every day. They're going from one destination to another without any clue. Let me tell you something. Success leaves clues. Okay? So don't go reinvent that wheel. Find if someone, here's what I did back in 2004. I'll never forget sitting in my corner office, stressed out, fat, pasty white, bad haircut, and I mean, just hated my life. Making 100 grand, no salary. Woo, 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 100 grand. Yay! No life, like a fish looking out the fishbowl. All right? Looking out, hey, what's going on out that window? And oh, I bet they're free. Oh, look at all the free people walking down the sidewalk. Not me. I'm sitting here responding to emails to people I don't even like. Anyway, oh God, I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, so I got on Google. Doing a podcast is a lot of pressure when you grip it and rip it, because when you got my brain and you leave the reservation quick going off on tangents, you never come back. But fortunately, I'm bringing it back to Google. I Googled motivational speaker. Why did I do that? Because I wanted to be a motivational speaker. Why did I want to be a motivational speaker? Because it was the opposite of what I was experiencing every day. I was demotivated every day. I'm thinking, damn, I got to bring some good into the world. So I Googled motivational speaker. I'm like, there's hopefully nobody else doing it, or at least nobody on the internet right now. Think how dumb that is. So I hit enter, and there's 2 million pages. There's Zig Ziglar, Jim Rohn, Tony Robbins, Dennis Waitley, all these people. And a million other little men and women, I mean, little people. They weren't millionaires or household names. Like, hey, Joe Smith with a microphone in his hand. Susie Watkins, and she's going to be a life coach and speak to your organization. They're all going to come speak to your organization. I'm like, well, my first thought was, well, that's done. Can't be a motivational speaker because everybody else is already doing it. Think how stupid that is. It's like, I can't do it. And then I thought, how about I do this? How about I find out what they're doing? And then what are they doing? They were doing audios at the time. They weren't, video wasn't even really that big. YouTube was 3 years away from being launched. So it was mainly audios. Okay, so they're streaming audios. Remember you would go, if you're old enough, God, I hope you are. I hope you're not that young listening to the show. But if you are, thank you. I appreciate it. But you got to get back to study hall. Remember when you would hit on the play button on the page? It'd be play pause. Play pause on the page. You'd play and it would stream right on the page. And you couldn't leave the page. You couldn't, you're a prisoner. You want to listen to audio, you got to stream it right from that page. Yeah, that's what most of them were doing. I'm thinking, what if I had audios that could be downloaded? Wow, mind blown. The iPhone wasn't out yet, so you had those little iPods. I don't even mean the iPod, the nanopod. You know what I'm talking about? That little guy. How about that? Mind blown. And then iTunes was up and running. So I was like, that's how my podcast got going, you know, because I figured I could be doing motivational audios. I'm not a motivational speaker because I haven't really ever spoken before. So, and I don't even know if I'm even motivating enough. So this could all just go down the tubes real quick. But hey, let me put some audios out there. And that's how my podcast was born. Put it on iTunes. Free platform, promote your stuff. Guys, that's what I'm saying. I didn't want to settle back then. I'm like, why am I getting the gift of feedback in corporate? I don't even care. I really want to lose this job. It would be great if I got out of this job. I don't want it anymore. I want to be free. Don't you want to be free? I mean, don't you want to be free? Of course you want to be free. Maybe you are free right now, but you want to do more with your brand. That's great. I'll help you. But would you even let me help you? I mean, why are you settling? Go to launchwithsam.com, book a call. And let's talk about it and be like Lisa. Send me a text. I'm in, you know. But either way, even if you're not in, if you're not ready to get started, here's what you got to do. All right. Stop settling. Would you please stop settling? Because you're not going to get what you deserve in life. You're going to get what you settle for. That was our entire Momentum Club hangout today. 1 hour straight. You're going to get what you settle for. Ask yourself this question. What am I allowing into my life right now that I'm settling? And what do I want? Okay, those are two really, and those aren't like some hokey-dokey questions. Those are really powerful questions that if you sat in a quiet space right now? Those are really powerful questions you could ask yourself. What am I settling for right now? What am I allowing to happen in my life? And what do I really want? Man, that's powerful. Hey, by the way, I'm reading a book right now called Willpower Doesn't Work by Benjamin Hardy. Just picked it up as a recommendation off Amazon. I've read 3 pages. Just want to let you know that's the book I'm reading right now. Willpower Doesn't Work. I'll let you know how it goes. If you're reading that book, let me know. Follow me on Instagram at Everyday is Saturday. And then, of course, book your call, launchwithsam.com. And have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.